possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Now, let's clear something up here.
Sure, yeah.
The report that Jamie just did a few minutes ago about Travis Kelce being a stupid pet?
It says, and I haven't seen this. I just read this morning, okay? It says, Taylor Swift slammed for treating Travis Kelce like a dumb pet during the lengthy New Heights podcast.
This is not the BJ and Jamie Morning Show saying that.
No.
We're getting texts this morning of people blasting us like, you guys are so negative. You hate Taylor.
We're just reading this.
It's not us saying it.
It's not our headline.
In fact, Jamie just mentioned, we put it on Facebook. Everybody is loving Taylor. And that's great. That's cool.
Yeah, this was just a random headline. And I guess people went on Reddit and started saying all these things about her, saying that she talks like a pretentious alien struggling to pass as a human. I didn't say that. Somebody else said that, right?
Somebody else said that.
I didn't even see the interview, you guys, to be honest with you. Another compared her to my know-it-all friend that they had in middle school who got a thesaurus at Christmas at the age of 12 and suddenly discovered four-syllable words that she wanted to interject in every sentence possible. I didn't say that.
No, you didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
Jamie didn't say that.
No. This is giving me baby talking to my cat vibes. Oh, you're so stupid. You're so cute and stupid. Just a tiny little brain cell. Such a cute, stupid little baby.
You didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
You didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
Jamie did not say that. So I will defend her.
It's just an article, you guys. We didn't say any of this.
And Taylor Swift, I don't. Either way, I don't care one way or the other, okay?
We
I'm not a huge fan, but we didn't say
it. We didn't say it.
Now, I will tell you this. Travis Kelce, I'm not a fan of his. And here's why. He's a Kansas City Chief. And I am a Denver Bronco fan, okay? I don't like the Chiefs. Jamie likes the Chiefs.
Right.
I don't like the Chiefs, so I don't like Travis.
Right.
I don't like Mahomes. I don't like their coach. I don't like any of them.
But people, here's the problem, and I know what you're saying. Yeah. You're saying as a fan.
As a fan, I hope they lose every game.
Right. But people that love Taylor can't wrap their head around you saying that you don't like Travis.
Why?
The Taylor fans.
Oh.
Yeah, the Swifties.
Because she loves him.
So you
everyone should love him.
Right.
No,
no matter,
I'm not going to love that hairy creature. I'm not.
No matter if you're a Bronco fan or not, you're supposed to love him because he's associated with the Swifties.
And Jamie, you understand this. If you're a Bronco fan, then you really hate the Chiefs because they're in our division.
Right.
They keep us from going to Super Bowl playoffs, whatever, because they've been better than us, right?
Right.
So we want their demise. And you don't understand that as a Taylor Swift fan?
As a Swiftie, you need to embrace Travis. I'm sorry. You have to. If you're a true Swiftie. And okay, so here's how it goes, okay?
All right.
You're a huge
All right.
Bronco fan. But
I
you're,
am.
But you're pretend you're a huge Swiftie.
Okay, okay.
What do you do?
Well.
See?
I hope that she breaks up with him and starts dating Bo Nix. Yeah,
that's what you do.
Yeah, that's what I hope.
Well,
I pray
married.
For that
he's,
one day.
He's married,
I pray that she kicks Travis to the curb and she starts dating Nick.
Okay, but that's not a possibility. So now, again, You're a huge Swiftie fan. Put yourself in Slacker's high heels.
Okay. All right.
All right. You're a huge...
Slacker's a Swiftie?
It's a huge Swiftie fan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Huge Swiftie fan.
Oh, that explains a lot. All right. So...
Huge Swiftie fan.
I put myself in his high heels.
Yes. Right. See,
I can't stand here very...
See, I shouldn't have said that part. That part was not nice. I could have just said in his shoes.
All right.
I apologize for that. I don't need any problems.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Put myself in slacker shoes.
In his work boots.
Right. Yeah. In his work boots.
Okay. And then you're a Swiftie fan and you're a Bronco fan. Now what do you do?
I get it.
See?
It's tough.
It is tough.
No, I get
it. So you have
Thank you, Jamie. You opened
welcome.
My eyes to something this
See,
morning.
See, that's why people get upset with you saying that you don't like Travis.
Okay.
Because if you're a huge Swiftie fan, you want to embrace their love.
So I need to pull for Travis
yes.
to win every game that he's not playing the Broncos.
Yeah, exactly.
I can be a Bronco fan.
Yeah.
They can live with that.
Yeah.
But when he's playing Seattle or Atlanta, I got to pull for Travis because that's part of the Swiftie family.
Yeah, that's part of the Swiftie lifestyle.
All right,
you got
all right,
it?
All right.
Yeah.
This is going to be tough.
By the way, can I
take off these heels?
They're work boots. They're work boots.
But they're killing my feet.
I just fixed it.
My toes are
I just fixed it.
I got shrimp feet.
You don't need to go back. We don't need to go backwards. I fixed it. By the way, there was a body language expert that analyzed the podcast.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear what they had to say?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
The body language expert says that they appear to be a cohesive unit. They're very playful together. They're very comfortable together. Travis adores Taylor. And Travis is happy to let her shine. And it said that they also seem to be like give each other power back and forth.
They did.
Yeah. That's what
All right. Well, then that's a body language. So, I'm not an expert. So who am I to say, right?
But they're just saying,
I will say that I would be that same way if my wife was worth $1 billion.
What?
She's worth $1 billion. So he really has to.
Somebody said this. Okay. So if Taylor Swift falls in love with Hannibal Lecter, we have to love Hannibal Lecter, Jamie.
Oh, well, that's a good point, too. Yeah, you know, that's a lot to think about right there. Yeah, what about that, Jamie White? You want me to put my heels back on? Huh?
Stop. I fixed it.
What did I do?
You know what I'm
doing. What did I do? Let me play this.
EJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
I would go to the boys, but they're not there.
Oh, you told him to call in 6 minutes.
He said, just call. Call. Please call. Call
in 6 minutes.
Nothing.
Nothing again.
I think when they leave here, they forget we do a radio show.
No, I know. They feel like,
you
they're,
know what I mean?
They feel like they're like, woohoo, it let's go through a drive-thru. Right.
Let me go to this other story here with this is
Shadour
Sanders, okay?
I'm telling him
Shadour.
To call.
I'm watching the phones. Oh, here it is.
Okay.
He's here. Right
okay.
here.
Okay.
Hang on one second. Hey, Carson.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Hey, where are you?
Hey, we're on the way. We're en route.
Right. Okay.
En route. All right. That means they haven't left the parking lot.
Yeah. Are you? What mile marker are you at?
We're literally just getting on I-25.
Right. Okay.
Let me say where they're
ETC.
Going. Okay.
Yeah.
Because nobody knows right now. We just know it's Arvada. They're headed.
Oh, wait. You don't tell that yet.
Yeah. We give it a 7:10 or so, the first break here after 7.
I know, but
we give people time to get there.
Okay.
Okay. The vehicle with over 200 free bags, the BJ and Jamie tote bag drop. The bags are in the vehicle. They are on their way to the Costco parking lot at Wadsworth in 52nd.
In Arvada.
In Arvada.
Okay.
And I know it's in Arvada this time,
okay,
Jamie. I'm not missing out on this one. I doubled and triple checked.
That was a cluster last time. I know it was.
Yeah. I know it was, and I denied it all morning long, but it was a cluster F. It really was. Jamie was right on that. But I just couldn't accept the fact that I was that wrong. But I missed the whole city. I missed the whole city we were headed to last week.
Yeah, that's okay.
I said, we're headed to Thornton. We ended up in North Glen.
But this time we know it's Arvada.
It is Arvada.
Okay.
In fact, when you look at the map on Google's, the Costco is right where the A is for Arvada.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Okay.
That's how pinpoint I have this.
That we are really in the heart of Arvada.
Costco, and when you're at Costco, pick up some shrimp or a lobster or something, man. Their seafood's great.
Is it?
Yeah, this one's sponsored.
Oh. No, it's not.
No, it's not. I'm just kidding. Oh, Carson's still there. Forgot about you, Carson.
In fact, you know what?
Yeah, well, we're just driving.
Okay.
In fact, Kroger was going to buy this, and now we're putting people at Costco. This was a bad idea.
Well, You snooze, you lose. That's the way I look at it. You know, BJ's got a backdrop to do. Right. I don't have time to wait on King Supers to come around. You know? And we got bags and we got to let them boom, fly out the window. All right, you guys know exactly where you're headed, right?
Yeah. We got on the GPS. We're headed that way.
Can you repeat that to me?
Is Tricky Vicky there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tricky Vicky's here.
Okay, good.
All right. Repeat where you're headed.
We're going to Costco in Arvada, the Costco parking lot off Wadsworth Boulevard.
Okay. Wadsworth and 52nd. The van will be there by 7:40 this morning.
Who's driving?
Me, of course.
You should be on the phone while you're driving.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
I got a
bad
speaker. I got hands-free.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's good. Let me hear everybody else talk. See everybody say woo or something like that.
Woo!
Yeah, see? He's not a speaker. He's not on speaker.
I don't think he's on speaker at all.
No, he's not on speaker. Else they would have heard me ask that.
I'm on speaker.
Now you are.
Yeah. Carson, be careful, man.
Yeah, right?
We don't need a wreck.
No, we don't.
We don't need problems with this.
We don't need no problems.
All right. We'll talk to you in a few when you guys get a little bit closer and get to the parking lot, okay?
Okay.
You got it. 52nd and Wadsworth in Arvada.
Question.
Yeah.
What is Schmidl doing?
Sitting here in the passenger seat, passenger princess.
The passenger princess. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. I didn't know what
he's got his MapQuest pages out and he's giving me directions.
MapQuest.
But it's easy. Wadsworth, you go up to 52nd.
I think the joke was the MapQuest.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Rand McNally. All right, we got to go. All right, you guys have a safe trip and we'll talk to you in a few, okay?
All right,
bye.
See you later. Oh, see you later.
Bye.
You got Spadil, Carson, our very own bag lady herself, Tricky Vicky, is in the car with them.
This is the last one, you guys, so make sure you get your bag.
It might be the last one because we're about out of bags.
Yeah, I heard. Man, there is a God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
All right, let me get to Shadur Sanders.
Okay.
You know what? We may have to take a break here first, though.
Okay.
But Shadur Sanders is catching heat because a video has come out from last week. This is from the preseason game last week. He goes out on the field about an hour early, and there's a little kid that's wanting an autograph, and Shadur blows him off big time. He says it's not a good look before a game.
Really?
Yeah. It's a preseason game.
He's the second quarterback to do this.
I know.
What's that other cocky one?
Yeah, what was his name? I don't remember.
I don't either. Remember. He's on Quarterbacks on Netflix.
All right, we'll play the Shadur Sanders audio, but Shadur literally blows his kid out of the water, just says, hey, no. It's not a good look. It's just not a good look.
What does that even mean?
I guess he needs to stay focused, although he's taking pictures with all kinds of people. But he just turns down this kid. All right, we'll get to that when we get back. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Again, the big blowout this morning is happening in Arvada. They're going to be in the Costco parking lot at 7:40 this morning with free tote bags. You got to be there 7:40 this morning. That's at Wadsworth in 52nd. That's an easy one to find. So if you're there, you're going to get free bags. In fact, two per person till they run out, I guess, right? Why are you not?
I said yay.
Oh, okay. All right, just making sure that you're on board here. BJ and Jamie, we'll be back right after this. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Tote bag drop. Going to happen in Arvada this morning, 52nd and Wadsworth. It is a Costco parking lot. The boys will be there along with Tricky Vicky. Going to be there in just a little while, so stand by for that. Shadur Sanders, you know, I think, and see if you agree with this, Jamie.
Okay.
Shadur, I feel like there are times that I really like that kid. And then every now and then, there's an entitlement part of him that comes out. That makes me think, man, I don't know if I'm reading this guy right.
Well, yeah, because I always thought he was great to the fans.
Me too?
Yeah.
Me too.
This is a shock.
But then he does this entourage thing with the boombox, and then he does the speeding tickets where you think he can, you know, speed it 80 miles over the speed limit. And then there's that entitlement thing. This audio is hard to hear, but he's on the field. A little boy. I mean, this kid's probably 8, 9 years old. Wants his autograph. Shadur, we want an autograph. Shadur says, nope, not a good look.
It's not a great look to be signed. How about I pick your name? Shadur.
And he blows the kid off.
Well, okay.
Just blows him off.
Did he say, I'll take a picture with you? Is that what he said?
It's a different person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a different person saying that how about we take a picture instead?
Maybe. This is just a thought.
Okay.
Maybe he's worried it'll look cocky that he's signing autographs before a game. Like, he doesn't want to be that guy.
I think that's what he means by it's not a good look.
Yeah.
I don't know if he means that or if it's not a good look that I'm not focused in on the game itself.
Yeah,
and what we're about to do here. I'm on a field. This is business. This is not a time for autographs or whatever. But I've seen these guys before. We were playing a basketball game. It was a charity thing. And one of the football players for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I mean, he told this one kid to get out of his face.
Oh.
The kid asked for an autograph, and he said, get out of my face. I'm not here for autographs.
Well, Joe Burrow's just got in trouble for the same thing, too, because I guess a bunch of people were waiting for him, and he just walked and totally ignored him and got in his car. And one was a little kid. And he's like, come on, man, please. He just walked. Like, you don't have time for this little kid.
You think that maybe that you and I just don't understand the level and their superstardom, and maybe we'd be the same way if we were in their shoes? I don't know.
Well, maybe they think that if they start signing one thing, then they have to stand there and sign everybody's. So if they just make a precedent, like, I'm not signing anything, then it's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know what those superstars feel.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm trying to give him a break here, yeah. but when you watch the video, I mean, it was one kid.
I mean,
it's not like there are 1,000 people down on the field. It was just one kid.
Let's see here. My 10-year-old was stiff-armed by John Elway.
Oh, no.
Who gave a signature to a floozy rather than my little boy.
Look. I understand that.
That is such a great text.
I understand that. You've got a little boy over here with a football, and you've got a woman over here showing her boobs.
What is John Elway supposed to do?
Hello? That's why he's the greatest.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. That's so great.
That's great.
Right?
Maybe we just don't live in that world.
Somebody also wrote, we always knew that Shadur was a blank, and this just confirms it. So... Yeah.
All right.
And then somebody else said, hey, BJ, please order more bags. This can't be the last big bag drop off.
I got an idea. You know, that tricky Vicky, the promotions person around here,
yeah.
She's in the vehicle with him right now.
Yeah.
You know, she has a credit card that is the gas card for the radio station.
Uh-huh.
I think we order more bags on that gas card.
No,
I'm going to talk to Tricky Vicky and see if I can talk her into it.
That's
a great idea.
I like the bags that have lemons on it. It says, like, make lemonade, you know, available at King Supers.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are great bags.
No.
I like those bags.
BJ and Jamie tote bags, the best,
they're
kinda, man.
They're kind of bigger for groceries.
Yeah, well, they're bigger, but... They're not as pretty. Ours is pretty.
Yeah, okay. One side only.
Costco parking lot. 52nd. Yeah, one side only. You'll get that when you get a bag.
Yeah, right? Never mind.
All right. 52nd and Wadsworth. Costco parking lot. 7:40. They're on their way.
BJ and Jamie.
Be patient, Arvada. We're coming there. 52nd and Wadsworth.
Right.
It's the Costco parking lot. Remember the lady last week that showed up with the speaker system on her car?
I do.
All right. She rolls into the parking lot. She's got this big speaker. It's like the Blues Brothers.
Well, she has karaoke in her car. We don't know why.
Yeah, we don't
she
get
has
it.
A microphone and yeah. a full-blown speaker yeah. karaoke in her car.
And she did this for us.
BJ and Jamie's tote bag blowout.
It's so crazy. By the way, Donna, Jenny, Candy, and Jenna are all waiting for Carson.
Yeah.
And Spadil.
Now, that's not the only ones waiting.
And it's Tricky just, Vicky. No, yeah. they just texted.
They're in a vehicle yeah. there waiting in the parking lot.
Yeah, they're like, where are they?
Here's Carson. Oh. Carson.
Hey.
Hey, where are you?
We're about 5 minutes away.
Well,
you're looking good then, ma'am. You're looking good.
Right.
You gotta tease.
If I'm telling the truth, we're actually in an undisclosed parking lot right now, just kind of waiting a little bit because we got here too early.
That's cool.
All right.
That's cool.
Okay,
that's good. You're hidden somewhere. Yeah. Now, I would say, see, we're going to do this at 7:40. So I'd say around 7:30, 6:37, do a little tease drive-by.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you see people.
Get them all riled up.
Yeah. When you get close to the people, instead of stopping, just floor it like you're leaving, just do a little tease action on them.
Let's see how bad you want these bags.
You know what you should do? See if that brake and the gas work at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, do a little burnout.
Yeah, do a burnout. Yeah, we can get more tires. Right? We can do it. All right, so they're at the parking lot, or they're hidden there.
Right.
And they'll let the bags fly here in about, I don't know, 10 minutes or so.
So, again, it's Arvada. It's the Costco parking lot somewhere.
Yeah.
Wadsworth and...
Wadsworth and 52nd.
I don't have it in
Wadsworth
front of me.
Wadsworth and 52nd. Okay, yeah. Sorry. All right, so we'll let the bags fly here in about 10 minutes. First, let's get to tabloid trash.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Man.
It's
exciting, isn't it?
It's so,
I love
I'm
it.
So excited. Woo. I mean... My gosh.
Yeah.
Shopping bags.
Oh, the tension. The excitement in the air. You can feel it.
Yes, I can feel it. Donna, Jenny, Candy, and Jenna, what the hell are you guys doing?
They're waiting.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yep, they're waiting. Okay. Yeah. So,
That sounds like it's all women. You try to hold back a little bit when you see Spadil. He drives women crazy. He's such
single.
A good-looking dude.
He's single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because last time, remember, he was out.
Yeah.
They said that he was absolutely gorgeous.
They did.
Yeah.
People were like, man, he's a handsome fella.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're got some digits.
You're nowhere near as hideous as BJ says you are. Remember that line?
Oh, that was a good line. God.
Somebody
said that to him. All right, anyway, let's talk about Taylor Swift. Some people are saying that she treated, not me, not BJ.
No.
Some people are saying that Taylor Swift treated Travis Kelce like a dumb pet.
That's not us,
that's
folks.
That's not us.
It's a report that's out there.
Exactly. So, just so you know, people are saying, I don't like this. It's very... But, you know, it's not going to ever be perfect. Nobody's ever going to like everything,
yeah.
Right? So
I have a dumb pet, so I kind of get this story. I do. What? I do. I have a dumb pet.
But she didn't treat him like a dumb pet.
Well, I didn't see it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't watch it, so I'm not saying that.
All right.
I'm just saying I can relate to dumb pets.
Was it just me, or did Taylor Swift speak like an unnatural, like she's a pretentious alien struggling to pass for a human, one person said. Another compared her to my know-it-all friend that I had in middle school, who got a thesaurus at the age of 12 and suddenly discovered four-syllable words and tried to interject them into every sentence.
Huh.
Did she speak with big words or something?
She threw in a couple of words that I noticed that people were talking about.
Okay.
But they weren't big. I mean, they weren't something you would use just a normal conversation, I guess.
They said she schooled her boyfriend on numerology, Shakespeare, and showed off her vocabulary. That's what somebody else said. Oh. Somebody said, this is giving me baby talking to my cat. Oh, you're so stupid. You're so cute and stupid. Just a tiny brain cell. Such a cute, stupid baby.
You know, when I do see her, though, I do have that whole cat lady image in my head with Taylor.
Well, she loves cats.
I know, but I'm just saying. And
She loves... I had a cat. Nothing wrong with a cat lady.
Yeah, but you hate pets.
I do not.
So you get a pass.
No, I just don't like people forcing me to pet their dogs when I don't know their dog and I don't want to pet their dog.
Yeah.
People force you to pet their dog and I'm like, no, I don't.
I don't feel like you had a lot of interaction with Clifford, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I did.
You did?
Dude, one time he was sick. He was at the vet.
Yeah.
And they told me, you know, you can, I had to push him. All right, so I didn't have to push him. I put him on the floor and I had to walk around with him and with a pole and an IV.
IV pole with the cat?
With the cat. He was walking real slow back. And I had to push his little IV pole behind a cat.
I take it back. You are a true cat lady.
I go, what if he runs off? They're like, he's too drugged. He won't run off, but he needs to walk it off. Yeah. So I'm in the vet with a pole with an IV behind a cat.
Yeah.
I mean, tell me that doesn't seem crazy.
Yeah, well, no, it does seem a little crazy, so I got to give you credit. You are the cat
Clifford's
woman.
Clifford's testicles were put in formaldehyde and went on tour in L.A.
No kidding.
Yes.
Wow. Popular.
Yeah. So everywhere we took Clifford's testicles.
Look, I'm sorry you're so upset with me.
I didn't love that cat.
I just
don't like it when people are like, here's my dog, and you're like, okay, well, can it stop licking me?
I used to know a guy that would take his pet's medications. That guy had problems, man.
Was that you?
No. It was a buddy of mine.
Oh, okay.
We were in at the same time. 30 days, you know. That 30 days you stay there.
Wow.
We were in at the same time.
That seems really mean to the dog.
Yeah, he would take the dog's medication. He'd take the dog to the vet to get medicine. Yeah.
Wow.
He wanted, like, tranquilizer stuff.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
I never even...
Well, sedatives, whatever.
Thought of doing... Man.
Yeah, and he would take the dog's medicine. That was crazy.
Right.
Where are we here?
I don't... Where on people are drug addicts taking their dog's pills. That's where we are. That's where we are. That's right, in case you were wondering. By the way, one body expert said that Taylor Swift and Travis looked really great together, that it was a cohesive unit, that they were playful, comfortable, that Travis is happy to let her shine, that they were a team, and that they will last, that according to their body language.
They look like they really like each other a lot, okay? I took that away from that. Everything else, everybody else can make your own conclusion on it. I thought it was cool. They did a podcast, big deal. You know, it didn't get anywhere near the views I thought it was going to get, though.
I know.
It continues to be extremely low. I mean, let me put this in perspective for you. This is Taylor Swift. I thought for sure, we did, you and I both, Jamie, 50 to 60 million watching on YouTube that particular live broadcast, okay?
Correct. Yeah.
It didn't come anywhere near that. It was just over a million or so. And 24 hours later, as of right now, they're only at 12 million. Let me give you a perspective. The Hall of Fame game, a football game that means nothing, 2 weeks ago, drew 14 million people. Taylor didn't even draw that.
Don't say it like that. It hurts my soul.
Yeah, you cat women have to stick together, don't you?
Oh, my God. I was thinking about getting another cat.
Were you?
I was. But then I was like, yeah, that kitty litter is so gross.
I wouldn't wish that on any cat.
Hey! okay.
I'm just saying.
I had Clifford for a very long time.
I know you did, but it was a terrible ending.
Well, it was a bad ending. I didn't know Colorado had coyotes. I lived at the beach, okay? There was not a problem.
All right.
Anyway, moving on. Pete Davidson said his gigantic, you know, I have no kids are in the car.
Yeah.
His gigantic arm.
Yeah.
Made him objectified.
Third leg.
Third. Whoa. Okay. Made him objectified. And it really got in the way because nobody was noticing his talent. Here it is.
Now it started to change a little bit, but no one talked about any work I was doing. They were just like, oh, that's the, you know. And like that hurt so much. So like, and they saw, I think after like a year or two, everyone saw how sad I was about it and embarrassed. It's like, I was never on Instagram, like, you know, flexing that sort of lifestyle at all. It's embarrassing because, you know, first of all, it's Hollywood. Everybody's dating everybody. Why are they focusing on me? It's because I'm not Glenn Powell handsome. You know, I'm just this like dude that tells jokes that is a drug addict. So I think it was like the New York Times or something when I started dating someone that I guess they considered out of my league, which I think everyone is out of my league. But, you know, they were like, this guy must have big energy.
You know, I can't figure out if he's actually serious about what he's saying or if he's just bragging.
No, he's serious. He said he even said later that he was objectified and he didn't like it because he wanted to be known for his art, not for his third leg.
I don't think of art when I think of Pete Davidson.
I know. Well, what do you think of? I think of dark circles in his wiener.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
about
Pete.
That.
Sorry. Sorry,
oh,
Pete.
No, I forgot that kids are.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I mean, the hot dog he eats. Was weird too. Okay, anyway, Kate Gosselin, your favorite person. Remember Kate Gosselin?
Yeah, I love Kate.
Yeah, Kate plus eight. Apparently, she said she's out of money, and so now she's working as an RN. She's working 12-hour nursing shifts. She says all the money is gone. She said there was a sickening financial downfall, and she went through all the money because of lawsuits and because of all the kids, the eight kids, right? College funds, paying ongoing legal battles, expenses, she said, drained all of her TV earnings.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to have that same downfall at some point.
Well, I think we all will.
Yeah, I'll be a greeter at Walmart before you know it.
I know.
Yeah.
So, but here's the thing. Kate Gosselin says she is caring for medically challenged children in a pediatric in-home healthcare. I don't want that woman to take care of my child. She's not very nice. You remember how like snotty?
Well, she's got experience. She had eight kids.
I know, but she wasn't very nice to them, and some of them don't even talk to her anymore.
Yeah, I don't remember actually.
You don't? How snippy
I don't remember.
She was?
I didn't watch the show that much.
Yeah, but you got your hair cut like her and everything.
I know. And I booked a cruise with her.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember, she was doing the Kate Plus 8 cruise.
Oh, somebody said they're pulling up.
No, don't pull up yet. Wait till we come to you guys.
All right, wait, what are we doing?
I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
Right, let me, are you done?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Are you done?
Yes,
all right, let's go to them.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
All right, guys. Guys. Carson.
Hello?
Carson.
Hello.
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 Carson.
Hello.
They're not there.
Oh, no.
I punched the line.
There you are. There
okay,
he is.
There you are.
Hello?
All right, what's going on?
Hello? Hey, I need everyone to say, we love BJ and Jamie!
That was smooth.
So.
And Carson.
And Carson.
And BJ Baking!
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Hey, this is a mob. I literally did circles around the parking lot and parked at the furthest spot. They all had to come rushing.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You might want to get a new. I know you endorse a phone company, but you might.
Yeah, your phone's not exactly.
Stellar. Yeah. Anyway.
All right, guys.
Hey there, guys.
Hello?
Sorry.
I think we have to have a meeting on this back. All right, we'll see you.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Jamie, here's what I'm thinking, okay? And you tell me if I'm wrong. You sit and you wait. You're hidden. You wait till tabloid trash is over.
Okay.
We play our little BJ and Jamie tote bag.
Yeah.
And then you actually get driving up on air you're doing
well,
it.
I don't think
car doors open. Hear the mob.
We won't hear anything on his phone. What we have to have a meeting about is using somebody else's service.
Gotcha. Okay, let me go back to it.
Okay.
All right, guys. You there?
Yeah, we're here. Can you hear us?
Yeah, barely. How's it going?
Did you hear everyone? Everyone, give us a cheer.
They went to the phone again.
Yeah. It's crazy. Bags are flying out of the back. They're flying out of the back right now.
Yeah.
All right. All right. All right. You guys have a blast while they last.
We will.
Okay. All right. We'll see you.
Bye. Okay. I don't know what his service is, but this happens every time.
Yeah, I don't know. 2 weeks in a row.
I think Spadil's on T-Mobile.
Yeah.
So maybe we should start using his phone.
Yeah, or Tricky Vicky. We don't know what she's on.
Maybe Verizon or something.
All right. There you go, folks. As you can tell, a big blowout this morning up there in Arvada. Big blowout.
Okay.
And,
all right, that
you
was
know,
fantastic.
I'm sure they're going to be out of bags soon. What we'll do is play a song here. We'll come right back here and see if we can get them back
but
on the line.
Can we call maybe Spadil's phone?
Yeah, Spadil, why don't you call us? Let's use a different phone this time so we can hear you.
Yeah,
okay?
Good idea.
So somebody call us on a different phone, and we'll come back to it
after this.
All right, got it.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's a tote bag Friday. We are in Arvada at the Costco, 52nd and Wadsworth. Well, not we. Jamie and I are in studio, but the boys and Vicky. Tricky Vicky's up there too, so they're passing out the bags as we speak.
You know, it's funny because it's kind of 50-50. Like, who cares, BJ? This tote bag thing is dumb. Another person says, "I'm sorry, but this is the funniest thing ever that his phone just completely went out when they were trying to yell your names." Somebody else said, "I love this kindred spirit of chaos every Friday."
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. It's not supposed to be chaos, though. You're missing the point here.
Oh, my God.
It's not intended. We don't practice the chaos part. It just occurs.
Well, yeah. We need him to learn how to use the speak. Is he not calling?
No.
He just asked me when he should call. I said, now.
No.
I did.
Nobody's calling.
Now. Now.
All right, there we go. Okay. All right, let me see here. All right. Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, give us the lowdown. What's going on there?
Well, we just gave away a bunch of bags, but the manager of the Costco came out and was like, hey, guys, this is a private parking lot.
So you got to leave.
Are you already gone?
Yeah. Are you gone?
No. We still got a little bit left. We told him we'd be gone in like 5 minutes.
Okay. Well,
You need to leave.
Yeah. Did you tell him I promoted the seafood department?
We should have told him that.
Say,
yeah.
BJ's on the air. He says you guys have great lobster. I did.
I should have mentioned that. Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't get that in there, huh?
No.
By the way, this is Schmidel that you're talking
to. Schmidel.
Yeah, Schmidel.
All right, Schmidel.
I told. Okay. All right. See you later.
All right. I guess you need to pack up and get the heck out.
Get out.
Maybe you can go to. Is there a lot close by there?
Let's just call it a day. Let's just call it a day.
All right.
Yeah. Leave. If he told you to leave, leave. We got to respect that.
I'd wait at least till the cops come.
Oh, my God.
Well, they might want a bag.
The guy said get off his property.
The cops might need a bag, too.
Just get off the property.
All right.
Do the right thing.
All right.
Okay.
See you later.
Somebody said, wait, I'm almost there.
Wait.
I'm almost there.
Well, hopefully you can catch them. By the way, they do have good lobster over there at Costco. I hate we can't use that parking lot anymore, but I do like the seafood department.
Oh, God.
Well, that was smooth. All right, so next week we're going to do Parker.
No.
Okay?
No.
Next week, Parker will go smooth.
No, listen to me.
Yeah, people love us in Parker.
Okay, first of all, what? I told Carson to use Schmidel's phone, but then Schmidel obviously wouldn't give up his phone to Carson.
Right. I don't know why. That was weird, wasn't it? I mean, it's like Carson disappeared.
I know.
It's like they gave him a way up there.
I know, but I said, hey, let Carson use your phone to call in. And then I guess Schmidel's like, this is my chance.
Those two, I swear.
I swear to God.
I swear.
Right?
Those two. man. All right. Well, we tried. We tried. All right. We tried. Next week, Parker. Okay?
Parker, next week, folks. I'm done.
It's going to be huge.
This was horrible.
Big blowout. Next week.
Wait. Before you wrap up. Have you ever heard of the Museum of Radio and Television Broadcasting?
Nah.
Okay, well, it's in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
And it's a huge museum, and it has
different... You mean like a Hall of Fame type thing?
Yeah. And so it has some of the best clips of television and radio in broadcast history.
Right.
And you go in there, and you can just look up a name, like BJ and Jamie, and then listen to, like, the funniest moments that they've ever had in their lives, right? This will not be in the museum. This whole Friday thing will be on the floor. It will not be in the museum of any kind.
I beg to differ. I think it will be. I think that they'll be screaming for us to please give them this audio so they can put this in the museum out there in Los Angeles.
I promise. It's
I didn't
horrible.
Know that museum even existed.
Oh, my God.
But this is perfect for the museum. All right, next week, Parker. Yeah, coming your way, Parker. Next week with the tote bag.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.